Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Who is Welcome?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent his other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. What a tantalizing image of heaven we hear about today. A feast of rich food and choice wines. Juicy, rich foods and pure, choice wine. Yum. Can almost taste it now. But that's not all. We will see others as God sees them, not the way we see them. And we will see ourselves as God sees us. How beautiful to see and be seen as our authentic selves. The theme seems to continue in the gospel. A king is having a wedding feast. Now, wedding feasts were a big deal during that time. They could last up to a week. And autumn was the best time because the harvest was in, the evenings were cool. It was comfortable to stay up at night to celebrate. Usually, the entire village gathered for the wedding. Both bride and groom wore the best clothes they could. The feast was probably the biggest event in the community. The king in the gospel says, "Behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast." When the invitees refuse to come, the king commands his servants to go out into the main roads and invite whomever they could find. So the servants did that. They went out and they gathered all they found, bad and good alike, until the hall was filled with guests. Now, this is pretty good news for us. We are all, bad and good alike, invited to the feast, to eternal union with the divine. Who wouldn't want to attend this amazing feast? But wait, this gospel ends on a fearful note. "But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man who was not dressed in a wedding garment and said to him, 'My friend, How is it that you came in here without a wedding garment? So the king had his attendants bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness. Wait, not everyone will be able to stay at the banquet? So who was this person without the correct wedding attire, and how does it apply to us? Seems pretty petty to me that God would deny us entrance because of our outward appearance. And yet I imagine that this is probably where many who read this literally go. Are we denied because we look like a man or a woman? Because we are black, brown, white? Because we're Asian, Hispanic, or Caucasian? Because we are cisgendered or transgendered? Because we have raggedy clothes? Why, many on the margins, LGBTQ, divorced, immigrants, are treated like they don't have the correct attire and are not welcome. And I imagine they feel pretty rejected and unwelcome at the feast. Is this what God intended? This doesn't play for me. There's no indication in the scripture that God even cares about these things. And maybe the person who was denied knew how to prepare for the feast, that is, wear the correct clothing, but just didn't bother, didn't really care. He was silent, after all. He didn't even defend himself. But we know how to prepare. And Jesus tells us, what you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. So I think today's gospel is telling us to look at our inner attire, our attitude, our actions towards others, not our outer attire. That's what makes the difference. That's what will allow us into the banquet. So as we dream of the feast with its juicy, rich food and pure choice wine, let us reflect on how important our inner attire is, and if we're willing to be prepared to receive the banquet.